Number 300. Number 300.
Bless Jesus, wild and mortal blessed, I hold my prayer above. Still would my spirit rest on thee, my Savior and my God. On the dear cross I fixed my eyes, then raised them to thy seat, till love did God my inmost soul.
Out in the cold world, away from God, no signs of where man's feet have trod. With broken heart I try to pray that God would take my sin away. All of my prayers were chattering words and really felt they were not heard. The more I felt to be denied, the more I prayed, the more I cried. In sinfulness away from home, spirit all broken and alone, no one to care, no place to flee, where will I spend eternity? The answer came as I gave up, about to drink the bitter cup, that Jesus died on Calvary's tree to save poor sinners just like me. And now I'm singing on my way that Jesus washed my sins away. And as I live, I want to tell that Jesus has done all things well.
Heal me by thy mighty Oh,
And that one?
136.
136.
For what? Where is it?
136. Wonderful Jesus, glorious friend, He will be with me unto the end, cheering, upholding, keeping me strong, fearless and loyal, shielding from wrong. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing, when I behold His glory by faith. How I shall praise His wonderful grace, wonderful Jesus, showing the way into the blessed kingdom of day, guiding my footsteps, holding control, making me happy, keeping me whole. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing, when I behold His glory by faith. How I shall praise His wonderful grace, wonderful Jesus, all through the night. He will enfold me, giving me light. Then when the morning breaks on the shore, this He will whisper, mine evermore. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing, when I behold His glory by faith. How I shall praise His wonderful grace.
He has a mansion
come eternally with Christ at home. He has a mansion where there'll be to park no more. The thought is sweet,
the name is sweet,
and they together ever stay in that sweet home of endless day.
Anybody else have one?
This one on your back cover.
What is it?
A light at the river.
A light at the river. You have to look for what is in some of the books. A loose leaf. I can hardly remember that. So it's much.
There is a river we must pass over when my son goes to sleep in the west. There'll be a light for me at the crossing, guiding me to my home of sweet rest.
I'm now a pilgrim here below.
Our first order of business this morning is to thank our Almighty God for the grace that He has provided for us to allow us to come together this morning. It's good to see each and every one of you that's gathered here today. We've a big holiday weekend with flyer flags and thank God. I hope that we have this freedom that we can assemble. We don't have to worry about the government breaking down the door or anything else to hinder our worship. We are able to worship according to the dictates of our heart and to show forth what God has placed in your heart. It's good to see each and every one of you here. So pleased to have our visitors. So pleased to have Elder Sister Hogan with us today. I look around and I see we're starting to see more canes than not, or helps to get along, and it I don't want to see you on a cane, but it does you good whenever you see people coming. There's a lot of people these days that look for an excuse not to have to go to church, and it kind of does something to your heart when you see people struggle to get into church. It tells you there's something more there, and kind of strengthens my faith. But I'm so glad to see all this come out. I know this is a big holiday weekend, and it's a holiday season where people have got a lot of reunions and different celebrations to go to and vacations to take and everything. So normally crowds are just a little bit smaller in the summertime. But I thank each and every one that's come out, and I trust something that might be said today might cause you to pray a little bit more sincere, to thank God a little more deeply in your heart, trust that whatever we might do today might be done in decency and in order, and may be to the praise, honor, and glory of our Savior Jesus Christ. We've got a lot of sickness, a lot of people. It's good to see Sister Lena back. She spent a whole lot of time in the hospital, and hope everything works good. Sister Dot still fighting problems, but seems to be improving. Good to see you. Brother Hilton, we want to certainly remember you in our prayers, that continue ongoing treatments and so forth. Elder Gene Hogan's becoming limited in how big steps he can take. He may have a better understanding of the scriptures I do, but I can outrun him, I believe. So. But we thank God that he has been given the grace and the strength and the ability to go as he does. He probably goes more than anybody I've ever seen. May have slowed him down, but I haven't seen it any. So we thank God that he's been able to be here today. Sister Jean also, but I don't think he could go near as much if it wasn't for her. So we appreciate her efforts too. Is there any more sick? I understand Sister Nancy is doing much better, but she has trouble with the steps too. And so I want to remember her in her prayers, her husband, and anyone else that we have overlooked.
Elder Thomas Radford.
He had some operation last week, didn't he?
He had to have a colostomy reversed.
Yeah, have you heard from him?
Not since I was up there last Saturday.
I meant to call and check on him, and I did.
And also Elder Donnie Connor.
Yeah, Donnie Connor's been in the hospital, and he's got to go back, too.
Yeah, I talked to him. He called me last night. He's going back to the doctor sometime Tuesday, I think it is, and they may operate on him Friday, if not this coming Friday. It'll be the next week. So pray for him.
Yeah. He's had a pretty rough time the past 2 or 3 weeks. Anyone else? Brother Keith, you have a song we can sing. I'll endeavor to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to ask Elder Hogan to preach for us today. I ask that you pray for him. You're going to stand down there.
Yeah.
He has trouble with steps, and I think in some churches he has to stand down or stay out of the pulpit. So pray for him for his afflictions. What song you got, Brother Keith?
169.
Number 169. Stand and rest your legs and give them out.
This is one of Elder Draper's favorite songs.
Who flung the stars out into space and hold them in their proper place? Who like a curtain stretched the sky to make a place for birds to fly? Who sent the wind and sun and rain to nourish fields of golden grain? Who forms the sea that makes the wheat and gives us daily bread to eat? Who in the winter sends the snow? Oh, tell me who, if you should know, who has designed each lovely flame? What wondrous power did it take? Who made the never-ending sea? Who formed the grass, the vine, the tree? Who made the cattle on the hills and creeping things in rocks and rills? Who holds all things within his hand? Who owns all houses, fields, and lands? Who keeps our souls each passing hour? No man has this almighty power. It is the Lord and He alone. Man has no glory of his own. We have no goodness we can claim, so let us publish His great name. He takes a sinner, vain and wild, and makes him as a little child. Subdues his will and guides his feet and draws him to the mercy seat. Let all creation lift its voice and in the Lord let us rejoice. Let all the world praise and confess the glory of His righteousness.
Let us pray. Most holy and righteous God of heaven and earth, we bow before Thee this day, desiring that You would hear our prayers. Gracious God, look above our faults and our failures. Understand, O Lord, our unrighteousness as we come before Thee. Dear God, hear our prayers that we might see who flung the stars out into space and holds them there by His grace. Help us, O Lord, this day that we might hear and see by Thy Holy Spirit the wondrous grace that Thou hast shown upon us. Gracious God, we thank You this day for Thy Son that came and walked upon this earth and died in our room instead. Gracious God, cause us to understand, O Lord, it's not by our righteousness, but by Thy mercy and Thy love that Thou hast done this. Gracious God, we ask, O Lord, that You be around about all those that's gathered here this day. Look upon our stumblings and our weaknesses, O Lord, and heal us in a way that seems right in Thy eyes. Gracious God, we ask You to be around about us as we go to the doctors and the nurses and the hospitals and the nursing homes. Gracious God, we ask that Thou would send down Thy healing hand and touch us. Gracious God, give us strength as we go in and out among our brothers and sisters in the different churches. Bless those of us gathered here this day that they might regain the strength and keep a sound mind, O God, to look to Thee for Thy grace. Dear God, we ask that You be around about this dear brother that's come to be with us today. Be with him and his family and continue to give him strength. Give him the ability to search Thy scriptures, O God, and declare Thy glory. Gracious God, we thank You for all the gifts that You've given us. We thank You, O Lord, for all the blessings that we have received, but most of all, we thank you, O Lord, for our hope and our faith and our trust. Gracious God, continue to be around about this country. Bless us, O Lord, that we may continue to walk in a way that's pleasing in thy sight. We ask that you be around about the leaders of this country and cause them to look to thee for guidance. Bless our soldiers and that's on foreign soils and those that are here at home. Bless them and keep them safe, O Lord, that we may continue to meet in little places like this and declare thy glory without fear. Gracious God, we thank you for this day and this weekend that we can celebrate this freedom that has come from thee, that we appreciate this, and it's by thy grace. Dear God, we ask that you go through this service with us. Bless us, O Lord, that we may do all thy will that is in our power. Bless us, O Lord, that we may have a hearing ear and an understanding heart, that we may hear thy glory proclaimed. We ask, O God, to bless all the churches across this land that meet in thy name. Blessed that thy name may be magnified across this land and to withstand the slings and arrows that so many try to tear it down with. Gracious God, we thank you this day for all the blessings we have. We ask, O Lord, that you be with us in this service. Lift us up, O Lord, and cause us to walk with thee for a short period of time, dear God, to be thy will. Bless us, dear God, in Christ's name we humbly pray. And amen.
Amen.
Elder Gene Hogan.
Indeed, I'm thankful to be back here at Monticello. It seems like it's been forever since I've been here. And I come, as always, desiring interest in your prayers. As I tell them everywhere, if there's no praying, there won't be any preaching. And due to my health, I'm not able to climb in the pulpit, but as I've said many times in the past, if it takes being up there to be a preacher, then I'm not a preacher this morning. But it takes the deliverance of the Spirit, takes the teachings of the Spirit, and to be led by the Spirit. I want to talk a little bit about a spirit. You've heard people say, I'm afraid the economy or something is not going to bounce back. We use this word fear in a lot of different ways. At one time, I feared the Lord. Now, let me clarify that. I still fear the Lord. But I fear it in a different way now than I did a long time ago. When a child of God, the Lord touches his heart, he begins to see what he is. He's feared that he's going to die and go to hell. I had that fear. And I'm pretty sure you had it sometime in your life. That you thought, unworthy as you are, and as I am, that how could a God so pure and so lovely, so wonderful, could love a poor sinner like me? And I feared that I am lost. But now I fear him in a different way. Fear can be a good thing. I want to read a scripture you'll find in 2 Timothy, 1st chapter. Paul was telling his son in the ministry, in the 6th verse, he says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Paul is telling this young brother that the gift that came from God by the laying of the hands, and we know how that God gives us gifts through the presbyterian, to the gifts for deaconship, the gifts for singing, praying, and all these things.
But the next verse is what's been on my mind this morning. He says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Now, there must be a spirit of fear out here, but God hadn't given it to us. I want to ask you this question, where does that spirit of fear come from? Think about that. Where does the spirit of fear come from? It comes from our greatest adversary, Satan. Oh, Satan would just love to get in your mind and in your heart and just stir it up that you fear the Lord. He says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I love to think on this. Back many years ago when I believe the workings of the Lord in my heart, I had no knowledge of God. I didn't have a clue what God was. I just knew that there was something stirring in my heart, and I didn't know what it was. And fear fell upon me. But when I began to realize and begin to study and pray and meditate on the things of God, and He began to reveal unto me things in the Word of God, I began to accumulate a little knowledge, a little wisdom, and a little understanding of our Lord. I feared Him then that I was bound for hell. But after learning of the knowledge of our God, how that He sent His Son into this world to die for us. He didn't die for anybody else. He died for us. Well, who are the us's in the Bible? It's all of the elect family of God. That's who the us's are. And if Christ died for every heir of promise, everyone that He elected before the foundation of the world, they're His. They've been bought with a price, and that price was His own blood that was shed on the cross at Calvary. We're to fear God, all right. I feared that my destiny, my soul, was going to hell, but after learning of this, being taught by the Word of God, being taught by a man called of God, preaching the everlasting gospel of this Son of God, I realized that my soul was not in jeopardy. That it was secure as is the nail scars in the palm of our Lord's hands. And they were there. Thomas saw them. Said he wouldn't believe until he saw them. I wouldn't either till I saw them. Well, I wasn't there to see Christ in the flesh, but I see Him by faith. When I see Jesus as He is, high and exalted and lifted up, and His train fills the temple, and He's now on the right hand of the Father in heaven making intercessions for you and I see how He hung on the cross. I seen how He died. I seen how He was buried. I saw how He arose that third revolving morning. I see where He's at now making intercessions for you and I. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my eternal destiny is secure because it's in His hands and not man's. If it's in man's hands, better look out. You better be afraid. You better fear. But as long as it's in the hands of the Almighty and His Son, you are secure. He has not given us that spirit to fear that eternal destiny. So we can lay that aside. But what is it that we fear about the Lord? I stand in fear and trembling this morning. Brother Gleason knows how I feel standing here. He feels the same way. Not that our eternal destiny is in jeopardy, but our closely walk with the Lord this morning. I tell you, I want a closer walk with the Lord. I want to be blessed of the Lord. I want to have the Spirit of the Lord upon me that I might be able to bring unto you the good news from a far country. And I fear that He'll not bless. I have no idea where he will or not. All I can do is pray. And then you pray for me that the Lord will bless me to be enlightened by the Spirit of God, that it come down from heaven's pure world and rest upon me, that I might bring something that would be glorious.